The law can't save people. It has never saved anyone. He says, now you've fallen from grace. You've walked away from the divine, unmerited, unconditional grace of the living God. Man, you can't earn the free gift that God provides. That's the truth of the gospel, loved one.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Happy Monday and welcome, everyone. This week on Love Never Fails, Pastor Bill continues his study from the New Testament epistle of Galatians. And today, he concludes the message, the truth of the gospel. Now, Pastor.
In other words, the gospel of grace, God's unearned, undeserved, unconditional, unchanging grace. Jesus' death, the burial, resurrection, ascension is just not enough. You need more. You need the gospel of legalism. Oh, you need to get, you know, a better grip on your life. The gospel of legalism always tells you this. It says you can do it, but you can't do it. You see, legalism always attempts something that is impossible. Have you noticed that legalism, and it's preached in many churches, try to conform you, make you do something without the power of the Holy Spirit? It can't make you well. Legalism, listen, legalism says, I can change myself, I can improve myself, but that can't happen. It'll never happen. That's a works righteousness. Rules can never change a person. You can make as many as you want, you know? But rules don't change a person's inner nature, does it? No, you have to be born from above. There can't be two gospels, one for works, one for grace. It's impossible. It doesn't happen that way. So the false teachers, as we will learn later on, their teaching is you have to be circumcised. You have to be a Jew. Well, circumcision is something of the flesh. The flesh can't help you. That's something also you can do. Or I was baptized, something you can do. Baptism doesn't save you. It's the blood of Jesus that saves you. Amen. You have to repent first, save me, then you get water baptized. Now, with all that being said, Galatians 5:1, when we get there later, it'll say, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled, or don't be made slaves again, with the yoke of bondage, meaning the slavery to the law. I indeed, Paul says to you, if you become circumcised, Jesus Christ will profit you nothing. It's no use to you. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised, he's a debtor now to keep the whole law. So in other words, if you want to live under the law, trying to be accepted by God, well, you better keep all of the law. And no man can keep the law, amen? Or no one is saved by the law either. So he says, so I testify to every man who becomes circumcised that he's a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged or severed from Christ Jesus, the Savior. You who attempt to be justified by the law. You cannot be justified in the eyes of God by the law. It's an impossibility. The law can't save people. It has never saved anyone. He says, now you've fallen from grace. You've walked away from the divine, unmerited, unconditional grace of the living God. Man, you can't earn the free gift that God provides. That's the truth of the gospel, loved one. Verse 8. Now watch this. But even if we, that means Paul, all the apostles, any Christian in that era, are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be what? Let him be damned. Let him go into everlasting hell forever and ever. That's pretty severe, loved one. He says, let me say it again. As I have said before, so now I say again, if anyone, and may I add the scripture just for clarity, not adding, you know what I mean, in any generation, doesn't matter when, then or today, if anyone preaches any other gospel, meaning the truth of the gospel, the grace of the living God, to you, then what you have received or welcomed into your heart, the things that Paul taught, let him be accursed. I'm going to tell you, there's no doctrine of tolerance with Paul there. Amen? And you know what? When I read that, anyone who comes against the cross of Christ and the grace of God should tremble. Every cult in the world should get on their knees and tremble for what they're going to face. Do you understand? Have you ever noticed how the cults, man, they work. They work so hard. And, you know, they work to get error out, but they never do that for truth. That's what the cults do. I'm going to tell you, false teachers, and there are plenty today, that deny, say, the blood of Jesus or even the resurrection of Jesus. I tremble for those people. I don't know. It's crazy. You know, false teachers should tremble because the strongest language in the entire Bible is reserved, listen now, not for murderers, not for fornicators, not for adulterers, none of those things at all. It's reserved for those who pervert and change the incredible grace of the living God. Man, this is unbelievable. It leaves only one thing for them. They are accursed. They're doomed. They're cut off from Christ forever and ever and ever and ever. Now listen to me. The test of the gospel of grace, the truth of the gospel, the test of the gospel is not how popular, loved one, a teacher is. God, this generation needs to get over that. We have movie stars, man, that are in the pulpit today. I don't want to be a movie star. Well, if I made the money, I wouldn't mind, but it's not how many books someone has written. Do you understand? It doesn't matter how many radio broadcasts around the nation or on the world. It doesn't matter if they have a 10,000, 20,000 member church. That doesn't matter at all. Listen, the test of the gospel is not how he's a powerful ministry. Well, praise the Lord, but that's not the test. The test of the gospel is this. Is that person teaching and preaching the truth of the gospel, which is the grace of the living God? That is the truth. Man, right there, the gospel of grace. See, it's not the messenger. We got to get our eyes off the messenger, loved one. You need to get your ears on the message. You need to hear what I'm saying. Test me. Test what I'm preaching to you. You say, well, Bill, I believe, I trust you. Don't trust me. Trust God's word. Amen? Make sure. Make sure that you're hearing and understanding what God is saying. Your life, your very life depends upon it. God says, listen, you don't touch my grace. You don't mess with grace. You don't ever pervert or try to change what my grace is to any generation or to any person. That's the most severe curse, again, found in the Bible. Imagine someone saying that the death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Jesus Christ and God's incredible, unconditional, unchanging grace is not sufficient. It's not sufficient. You have to have something else. And no different than the rich young ruler came to the Lord. What must I do to be saved? Jesus looked at him and loved him. You know, you got a problem, buddy. You can't save yourself. See, the grace of God rules out all human effort and works, okay? It's so important. See, many believe today in salvation by faith, but not many believe in salvation in faith alone. You mean that's it? If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead, I will be saved. That's a promise from God. No, but do I have to? No, you can't do anything to do it. But no, it won't work. You mean I just have to? You just have to believe. Truly believe in your heart. The mind and the heart, the tongue and the heart, whatever, they have to be connected. Listen to me. Faith plus anything will lead you to religion. Let me read Romans 4:1. What shall we say then to Abraham, our father, meaning our forefather? What has he found? According to the flesh. For if Abraham was justified, declared righteous before God, if he was justified by works, by his own effort, okay, I earned something. Now listen, it says he is something to brag about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Man, I love that. Look at that. Let me read it to you again. What does the scripture say? That should be your cry. That should be the cry of the church. Well, what does the Bible say about it? What does the scripture say about it? It says all that Abraham did, Genesis 5:6, he believed God. What did he believe? You know what God, took him out there and said, oh, Abraham, look up at the stars. Look up at them. Can you count them? Can you number them? So shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed, and it was accounted unto him as righteousness and right standing with God. Not human effort, not any works at all. Listen carefully. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. In other words, if you work for something and say, okay, I made work 10 hours and I paid you, you earned it. Amen? Okay. Are y'all with me? Okay, but to him who does not work, in other words, cease from all effort. All you can do is just believe. Him who doesn't work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Man, justification by works? No. It's only justification by faith. That would be a direct opposite, loved one. If salvation or right standing with God is found through any human effort, Jesus' birth and death and life and ascension and all the rest of it was for unnecessary, completely unnecessary. No one can be saved under a system of works. But the Judaizers, oh man, just like today, they perverted the truth of the gospel. They denied that God's grace was sufficient. Now listen, most everyone truly believes. And it's a natural thing, isn't it? If I just be good enough, God will love me and accept me. I mean, or if there is a God, you know, and I'm trying to be a good person, surely that'll count for something. No, that's works. Under a system of work, self-effort, everything depends upon you, your effort. Amen? But under a system of grace, everything depends upon Jesus. I depend on him. Oh, grace, I can't live without grace. I can't breathe without grace. I mean, I'm not perfect. I know you probably think I am. No, I mean, I get on the freeway like you do, and I look at those people. I mean, come on. I'm, you know, yeah. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who is going to be able to deliver me from this body of death? It is. Sin is a body of death. It's on me right now. He's an old man, and he clings to this junk. Inside, I'm a brand new person. He wants to rule me every day. Talking about sin. Talking about Adam, the old man, the old nature. Oh, but thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. The gift of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's grace. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus the Lord. No judgment. Our sins have been taken away. I look and I say, oh God, I'm so thankful for that. And then he writes, Paul, verse 10, look quickly. He says, well, for do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? No, that's what the false teachers were doing. For if I still, meaning he used to, not anymore, if I still pleased men, I would not be a slave, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. Faithful, true, faithful, godly, Holy Spirit-filled teaching, loved one, is not always popular. Not then, not today. Absolutely, Paul's heart was always to win others to Christ, but it was never to win the approval of man. You can't have the approval of God if you want the approval of man. Do you understand? It doesn't work that way. Paul lived for one person. For me to live is Christ. You can't live for both, man and God. No, you can't serve two masters. It's an impossibility. Paul did not practice the doctrine today. That's what I call it, the doctrine of tolerance. It's thrown in your face in the news and news everywhere. It's everywhere. Now listen carefully. The Bible is very clear. 1 John 5:19. We know that we're of God. We know that we belong to the Lord. We're born again. And that the whole world, this present evil age, the whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one. Now listen carefully. Mankind, all of us, every person that's being born today, mankind is born fallen. They're born in sin because Adam sinned. And when he sinned, he's the federal head of the human race. All man sinned. Sin entered in. And so death spread to all men. Amen? Okay, that's Romans 5, 11, 12, 13, right in that area. Now, with all that being said, you know, fallen people, lost people, they don't know that they're fallen, and they are born completely desiring an independence from God. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. And they would never say that they were under the sway of the wicked one, but they are. Now, with all that being said, there is only one true gospel. There is only one Savior. They say, when I say that, the world tells me now I'm a bigot, or I'm maybe a racist, or that you're too narrow-minded. That's what this present evil age tells you and tells me. We live in this very present real evil age. Our world is out of control. Our nation and our society is out of control. And I see the perversion of the gospel, the removal of the gospel, like never before in our land. We should be contenders for the faith. Amen? Oh, loved one, listen. If you remove the gospel, and it's being removed. I even read, I forget the guy's name, You Can Kiss Dating Goodbye. It was a very popular book, very popular book. He just stepped out of the pastorate and denied Jesus Christ as Lord. I went, what? What? I don't believe in it anymore. I don't believe in him and grace, none of those things. Listen to me now. If you remove, like the false teachers were doing then, and even today, if you remove the gospel, there is no hope. Do you understand? We need the gospel of grace. There is no life. Do you understand? Oh, loved one, listen, if there's no grace, there's not even any power. If there's no grace, then God doesn't exist. Do you understand? There's no right or wrong. You can do anything that you want to do. Every person on this planet is either in Adam, they die, all die. Are they in Christ? That's it. We need to just understand that completely. And if you're in Christ, all live. The only way to get out of Adam, as you've heard me say all these years, the only way to get out of Adam and sin and death and hell and all the rest of it is the truth of the gospel. That's it. There is no other way. Now listen to me. People are going to send me some horrible emails for what I'm about to say. They might even send me nasty letters. They might even show up to my office. And that's okay. I love people. I'm talking about the gospel of grace right now. There is only male or female. Do you understand me? I'm so overwhelmed with that, with what I'm seeing. I would have never believed what I'm seeing. Someone told me, I said, there's no way. Loved one, listen to me. There's only male or female. You cannot birth a transgender. Only a present evil age can give birth to a transgender. Are you listening to me? There is no such thing as LGBT. Now, Bill, you're getting really in trouble. I love anyone who is an LGBTQTZWXYZ. I don't care. I love you. I want to see you saved. There is no such thing as they said, well, no, wait a minute. I was born gay or I'm created this way. No. Only the LGBTQWs, whatever they are, I'm not beating them up, I don't know. Only a present evil generation, an evil age, can birth that. Are you listening to me? Yes, that's the only thing. No, God made me this way. He created me this way. No, don't blame God. God had nothing to do with that. I'm sick of hearing that. You want to blame something? Get your mind right. Blame sin. Do you understand? Blame sin. You were born in sin. I was born in sin. Sin, not God, is what births murderers. There's people in this city right now plotting a murder. Right this minute. Why? Not God. Sin. Sin births adulterers and fornicators and child sex traffickers and pedophiles. Don't ever say God. I was born this way. God created me this way. No, sin created you that way. The Bible says, let me just read it to you. I want to get every word right. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say in any generation, in any time, let no one say when he's tempted, oh, I'm tempted by God. Oh, no. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. For each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when desire has been conceived, it gives birth to what? To sin. You see what I'm getting at now? God doesn't do that. Sin gives birth. It gives birth to sin. And in sin, and when it's full grown, it brings forth death. Oh, listen, loved one. A person can only be in Adam or only be in Christ. You can only one day be in heaven or one day you're going to be in hell. There's only one God. There are no other gods. There's only God. Amen. He is God our Father. There is no other Savior but one, and it is our Savior Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. Those that are lost, maybe you're listening live. Now you're going to listen whenever this is put out on the radio. Listen carefully. If you're an Adam, you're in sin and you can't help it. You're an Adam. He sinned for you. And you know what? Sin will take you to places you don't want to go. It will take you to the deepest, darkest areas. For sin, his lawlessness, has no law. It does what it wants. Sin. Who would come against the gospel of grace? I look and I say, oh God. If you pervert the gospel of grace in this, take away our Bibles, whatever they're trying to do today, what is going to happen? There is no hope left. Every person that has ever been born, every person on this earth, they need the gospel of grace. There's no other way. Do you understand? Oh, and I say, oh God, sin will do anything. Sin has no limits. And when the Holy Spirit is getting ready to be restrained, and it could happen any moment when the church is gone, you want to see sin. Oh, God, the things that are coming upon that planet. You say, Bill, what are you saying? I'm saying that's the truth of the gospel. That is the living word of God. There's only one gospel. There's one Savior who gave himself for our sins. And there's only one way a person can be saved. You must receive God's free gift. His name is Jesus Christ. That is the truth of the gospel. You see, Satan, he has a gospel. He won't let you know it's him, but he has a gospel. He tells everybody, oh, listen, I can offer you a way of life without any relationship with God. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but it leads only unto death. Father, we praise you and we thank you for your holy, holy, thrice holy word. And Father, this morning, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, Christian, if you're out of the will of God, you need to get right now. You need to say, Jesus, I've been trying to earn your love. I'm trying to work hard enough for you to accept me and love me and forgive me. No, you just trust in him. Christian, trust in him. Don't try to earn his love. You can't. It's freely given unto you. Forgiveness, he's forgiven you. Your sins are washed away. But if you're not a Christian this morning, if in this auditorium, listen to me. You need to come to Christ. You need to come to Christ because there's no hope. His name is Jesus. You need to ask him to come and be in your heart right now. If that's you, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You lift your hand up and say, Bill, I want to be a Christian right now. I'm not asking you to come to this altar. Coming to the altar doesn't save you. I'm asking you to lift your hand up to God and say, Bill, I want to be a Christian. Quickly, if that's you, let me see your hand. If not, I'm going to close out in prayer. Anyone, make sure. I want to make sure. Anyone. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that I rejoice that everyone here is saved then. And I pray if there's anyone in the second service that's not, that you will displace the wicked one from them. And when they arrive here, they have no choice but to come to Christ. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the gospel of grace. Oh, the unmerited, unchangeable divine favor of God through Jesus Christ. We give you praise now. And one day in heaven, we will really give you praise. We ask it, we believe it, we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we all say, amen.
Thanks everyone for listening to the broadcast today. Pastor Study in Galatians continues on Love Never Fails next time. And we look forward to seeing you once again. Be blessed today, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app.
Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.